Parksy.com.
Hey, how you been keeping?
Now that I've graduated, things have slowed down quite a bit, but hopefully they're getting ready to pick back up. We'll see.
So what have you done much in terms of what you have you done much of your degree at the moment, or was it?
Well, not too much. I found that looking for entry-level positions are much more difficult than I had anticipated. However, I spent all day yesterday applying for summer internships, paid internships with Scripps Network. So that's like a really big one. They're kind of worldwide. They have the Food Network and HGTV and DIY, which is really popular in the States. Big money maker, and they're based in Knoxville. So that's nice because they're in my hometown. So I applied with them and applied with another Streamline Pictures company. A friend of mine runs it, and so we're chit-chatting about that. And then applied for another job, which would be a social media coordinator for a multifamily property ownership company.
Cool. So,
Yes, yeah, so some really random stuff, but you just gotta kind of what I've learned, I guess, thus far in the past, gosh, what was like 4 months out of college is that in the real world, you just kind of got to throw all the chips out and fall where they may, and you just take which one you can get.
exactly. Know all about that. So, are you happy how the course went? How it all ended? And how?
Everything was great. I mean, man, looking back, like 4 years of college, it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. Definitely prepared me. Had crazy experiences you probably wouldn't have anywhere else. No, it was great, and it all ended splendidly with a great graduation and family and friends, and then my birthday followed 2 days after, and then Christmas was 10 days after that, so it was very crazy right there at the end. And then of course kind of slowed down in January and February. I'm also working as a bartender at a re really really nice restaurant in Maryville, kind of a high-end five-star restaurant, which is great. So it's a step up in the bartending world. But I'm still at my original spot too. So now I'm pulling two jobs and now currently looking for another one. I think I was at work Tuesday and I had to clean a cooler and I literally had to climb into the beer cooler after I took it all out and clean it. And that was when I went, you know what? I'm done. I need a new job.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy, but it's all starting to come together now.
So what do you hope 2014 will bring for you?
2014. That's a big question. I know we're all the way, kind of part of the way through the year, and just, well, here it's spring and about to be summer. And what I hope for 2014 is that I think 4 years of college, I discovered myself and who I am, and now I need to discover who I am in the real world and like where my place lies. So I'm really hoping I get some, I guess, the right mojo to go down my career path and or whatever direction I'm going. I kind of feel like for the first time ever, I'm in limbo because I've always been in school, knew exactly what I wanted to do, graduated with, a good GPA, like did everything I needed to do. And then now for the first time, it's kind of like I jumped off the cliff and I'm free falling and like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. So more direction, I guess, would be nice. Figure out what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life, or at least wherever the adventure starts. It's kind of like the beginning of a book. It's the point where you're like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm really excited to see what happens next. So I guess it's kind of, I'm waiting on just whatever adventure is getting ready to come my way.
Cool. Would you ever consider doing like some online stuff, like making your online show or online news broadcast, or do a lot of
Yeah,
online
that's
stuff?
a blog or something that's kind of in the works. I'm personally, for just myself, and who knows if I'll ever actually publish it, but I'm writing a little book right now for my niece, kind of reflecting back on 4 years of college and the mistakes and all the little fun quirks, because she's 8 now, and I figured I better start preparing for when she's like 13 and older and 18 and goes to college. I'm going, oh my gosh, what do I wish I had? So I'm kind of working on that. I don't know if it turns out to be really good, then maybe I'll let people read it.
Cool.
Thinking about getting into blogging, of course, is always good. I feel like I have such a like desire to be doing journalism things that I need. I have to start something. Like I now that thirst, you know, you have a thirst for knowledge, and now I have a thirst for doing what I was supposed to do. So yeah, definitely online stuff could be in the works very soon.
Have you done much modeling recently, or is it off? Is it on the back burner?
Kind of on the back burner right now. Haven't really done too much with that, I guess. Now I'm running again, getting back in shape, so hopefully I'll start picking up. But really, I think I would love to keep doing modeling. Oh, wait, actually, no, wait, hang on, I take that back. I did. I forgot how long it's been since I talked to you. Yeah, so I guess I am doing some stuff, just not as crazy as I was before. But I just did a runway for Mark Nelson Denim. It's a denim company in Knoxville. They have great stuff. You can find them online and boutiques. But anyways, they're definitely a really cool group. So I did some stuff with them. And that was with the Women's Expo. And so that was a lot of fun. So yeah, some modeling, just not as much as I was doing.
Cool. So, what would we find you listen to at the moment?
Listening to. Well, last weekend I went to a Revolution concert, and that was a lot of fun. So been kind of riding that vibe lately. And then I kind of got into some more jazzy stuff. Say La Sue, she's really cool. I actually wrote a paper and used one of her songs as an example for an advertisement thing. So that was how I found her. And then of course your CD that you sent me, which man, I wish I could remember all the names because I loved like all the songs. That one's been in my CD player since you sent it to me. Like it doesn't leave. Yes, I use a CD player in my car. I know it's old school, but so yeah, that's been in there. What else? I'm trying to think. A lot of Pandora. Like I go back to like Icona Pop, and then of course whatever pops up on my radio or house radio, BPM on Sirius, you know, all the fun stuff.
Cool. So do you think things like talkback and that kind of stuff, do you think they are still important to getting to talking about issues and news and all that kind of stuff and current affairs?
Don't know. Honestly, that one's, I mean, I think it's still important, but just maybe through different approaches, I would say.
Cool. So what do you hope? What's your long-term goal? What do you hope to happen in the next probably 3 to 4 years? What's the plan?
3 to 4 years. A career. I need something in journalism. And I really hope I want those people that wants to change the world, or not change the world, but just open up and learn and discover. I would love in 3 to 4 years, I would just love to be traveling. I miss it. After studying abroad last year, and just I miss learning and seeing new places. So I mean, honestly, I would love to be traveling and writing about it. If I could do something, you know, an online show, a blog, or something, I think that would definitely be one of the things I really want to do in 3 to 4 years.
Oh, so do you assume you watch, do you watch much docos and do you get stuff out of that and
Yeah, I do. I still watch a lot of those. I'm trying to think. I've been really on a TV series kick lately, so I haven't watched as many. It's been bad. Like all my favorite shows are on right now, or just like wrapped up on Netflix. So documentaries have been pushed to the back burner a little bit,
what?
but I still watch them. Old movies. I watch a lot of Marilyn Monroe movies lately. That's been another big thing. I go back to the old school.
That's cool. If you can find them, it's a really great movie. If you can find it, they should be able to find. Called Inside
Yeah.
Moves. It's by Richard Donner. Inside Moves by Richard Donner. It's an amazing movie. It's one of his non-action movies, but it's really well done and it's a beautiful
Huh.
film.
I'll write that down while I'm thinking about it.
And yeah.
Perfect. So yeah, so I've been doing a lot of that. Haven't really gone to the movies lately. I did see Wolf of Wall Street. That was the big Oscar winner I saw. I'm trying to catch up on the others and rent those because I love watching Oscar movies. But that one was a great one. I've seen that lately, and but there's a lot of movies coming out too that I want to watch. I just haven't yet because they're not out.
I know, for me it's hard to find a time because, like, there's days when I'm working and days when I'm not working, I've got all this other stuff I need to be doing, and it's like finding time because the kind of movies I do want to watch, they're never at the multiplexes, so you have to go to
Oh no.
the art house cinemas or the once in the city to go see them because they're near where you are. So
I'm with you. Finding the time to go see a movie, because I work, night hours, and I don't really think to get up in the morning and go straight to the movies. And then I have to go to work in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, I missed that one. And on my day off, I feel like I'm like you. I have so much other stuff to do. But how are things down there? What's going on in Australia? Anything I should know about?
Today in Australia and New Zealand is Anzac Day, and so like the day for the troops, so we celebrate the memory of the troops, and the day we respect them for what they've done for when they fought in the war.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's a holiday today.
Yeah, it's a holiday today. So basically they have the dawn service early in the morning, and they have the marches in all the cities where all the various troops, they walk down from the various battalions, they walk down, and it's always on the telly, and it's a good day
Yeah.
to respect the troops because they do a lot for protecting our borders and all that kind of stuff. So
Right. Oh, that's exciting. Well, happy holidays to Australia. Yeah.
I appreciate your time today, so it's been great, and
No problem. Parksy.com.